October 16, 2025. The emerging technologies sector witnessed notable developments today, primarily driven by advancements in augmented and virtual reality, AR/VR, hardware, and content. While a single, earth-shattering announcement didn't materialize, a confluence of events, the launch of Reach, the confirmed release date for Samsung's Project Muhan, and the commencement of mass production for Valve's next VR headset, paints a picture of a maturing, increasingly competitive XR market. Reach delivers on immersion promises. Day's most immediate impact came with the release of Reach, a new AAA cinematic VR adventure developed and published by Endreams Elevation. Released today, October 16, 2025, Reach is available across three major VR platforms: MetaQuest 3, PlayStation VR 2, and PC VR. The game is being touted as a significant step forward in VR gaming experiences, particularly in terms of immersion and gameplay mechanics. According to Endreams Elevation's official press release, Reach utilizes immersive full-body awareness, a technology that allows players to perceive their own movements within the virtual environment with a heightened sense of realism. This feature, combined with innovative traversal mechanics, promises a dramatically different gaming experience compared to traditional VR titles. Furthermore, the game incorporates tactile interactions, suggesting that players will be able to physically interact with virtual objects in a more convincing way. Pre-order options for Reach include exclusive in-game cosmetic content, a common practice in the gaming industry to incentivize early adoption. While detailed gameplay footage and reviews are still forthcoming, the initial buzz surrounding Reach is positive, with industry analysts predicting it will be a key title for the VR gaming landscape throughout 2025. 3510. Samsung's Project Muhan poised to disrupt workplace metaverse. Adding another layer to the XR narrative, Samsung has officially announced the release date for its Project Muhan XR headset, slated for October 21, 2025. The company's long-awaited device will run on Android XR and leverage Gemini AI, positioning itself as a serious contender in the burgeoning workplace metaverse space. Samsung's strategic decision to utilize Android XR, a platform specifically designed for XR applications, highlights the growing importance of open ecosystems within the industry. The integration of Gemini AI suggests that Project Muhan will not only offer immersive experiences, but will also provide advanced AI-powered assistance and collaboration tools. The announcement comes at a critical juncture, coinciding with Apple's unveiling of the new M5 chip. This new processor is expected to revolutionize the performance of devices like the Vision Pro 2 and potentially other Apple products, signaling a significant period of innovation within the XR hardware sector. 4. Competition within the spatial computing market is intensifying, and Project Muhan's capabilities will be closely watched as it competes with established players and emerging technologies. Valve scales up production, signaling hardware momentum. Adding further weight to the VR hardware landscape, Valve has confirmed that mass production for its next VR headset has begun. The company has reportedly set a target of producing 500,000 units this year, indicating a substantial increase in manufacturing capacity. While details regarding the specifications of Valve's next VR headset remain scarce, the commencement of mass production strongly suggests that the device is nearing completion and is poised for release. The scale of the production run, 500,000 units, indicates that Valve is confident in the demand for its product and is preparing for a potentially successful launch. The exact features and capabilities of the new headset are currently unknown, but the company's track record in VR innovation, particularly with the Index headset, suggests that it will likely incorporate advanced technologies and a focus on high-fidelity visuals and performance, referencing the need for more information about Valve's product. Looking ahead, a maturing market. Today's news paints a picture of a VR/XR market that is maturing rapidly. The launch of Reach demonstrates the continued investment in high-quality gaming content, while Samsung's Project Muhan and Valve's scaling production suggest a growing focus on enterprise applications and broader hardware adoption. The introduction of the M5 chip by Apple further underscores the technological advancements driving the sector. However, it's important to note that the information available remains limited. The precise specifications of the upcoming devices, the overall market reception of Reach, and the ultimate success of Project Muhan are yet to be determined. Despite the current developments, the XR landscape remains dynamic and competitive, with ongoing innovation and strategic partnerships shaping its future. Summary of developments, October 16, 2025. Bullet Point, Endream's Elevations asterisk Reach asterisk VR game was released, available on Meta Quest 3, PlayStation VR 2, and PC VR. Bullet Point, Samsung confirmed the release date of Project Muhen XR headset for October 21, 2025, utilizing Android XR and Gemini AI. Bullet Point, Valve has begun mass production of its next VR headset, targeting 500,000 units for the year. Bullet Point, Apple unveiled the new M5 chip, expected to impact the performance of devices like the Vision Pro 2. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.